From KUER News in Salt Lake City, this is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. In a review, Slug magazine said the band Big Wild Wings had an airy sound with inklings of alternative melodies and beats, and that floating over it all was Lindsey Austin's voice, like an angsty angel. Austin's vocals really do drive the music, and when your band aspires to big sounds but only has three members, you've got to make the most with what you've got. Austin has said, as a trio, they have to fill in as much space as possible. Today in the program, we're continuing our local music series with Big Wild Wings. Audiences and critics have been raving over them for a while. In the fall, they came out with their first album. They'll join us live in studio after the news.
Hi, this is Elaine Clark, one of the producers of Radio West. Our free podcasts are made possible by KUER's generous listeners. If you're a fan, we invite you to put $10 in our tip jar. Text KUER to 85944 to make that donation. Thank you.
This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. The band Big Wild Wings had been playing for a while before they released an album. In fact, as they told us this morning, too long. They'd been drawing crowds and getting attention for 2.5 years while they fine-tuned their sound, perfected the right songs. They finally had it all together in November when they released Speaking in Cursive. And, of course, no one was surprised at how well it's been received, the album. It made Slug Magazine's yearly top five for 2014. The music writer Gavin Sheehan said that they've become the alt-indie band to see in Salt Lake City. It's where they're based, in Salt Lake City. And today in the program, Big Wild Wings is joining us as we continue our series on local music. Let me introduce the band. We'll jump right in here. Lindsey Austin is with us on vocals, bass, and cigar box guitar.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Tyler Hummels is on keyboard. Tyler, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Chris Soper with us on drums.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, a lot of people are going to be surprised, so I'm not going to mention anymore because that's it, three.
that's all we got.
Yeah, that's all you've got. You got. And I guess I wanted to start there with the story of how you kind of met. And there's a Wendover story in here somewhere,
yes,
right? Is that
right.
This is the big moment?
Yeah.
It sort of was.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's, we entertain the idea of jamming, and we actually didn't for quite a while.
You would just see each other around.
We would see each other around. Yeah, absolutely. We definitely had a great time in Wendover. Realized we're all musicians, not actually knowing each other that well.
I had some extra tickets to see Joan Jett. I had been friends with Chris's girlfriend for a while, and so I was like, do you know anyone else that wants to come? And they came, and then we decided that we should be a band.
Yeah.
Well, wait. What does that mean? So you went to Joan Jett together. Mm-hmm. And then what you were talking about, we should try
making some music. And usually when you do that, all you're really expecting is what you call a jam. You know, there's no written song you're doing. Let's all play in the same key. And then we surprised ourselves and wrote about two songs in the first day. And it was like, wow, okay, we have some chemistry. I think we should go ahead and follow through with this.
You know, I'm always interested in this part of the story, what it is that works and why it is the conditions, because they always seem to come together. I mean, when you say, hey, we're a band, something's working, what was it did you figure?
Kind of a lot of things. I mean, the overused word would be chemistry, but I don't know how else to say it. Like Tyler said, we came together on the first day and just started writing. You know, one person starts playing and then the other two start playing with it, and next thing you know, it's developing in front of your face.
And just keeps developing too, you know. Things we've written in the past, they're still growing today. They really are.
It comes down to liking each other too. I mean,
that helps.
Get along really well, so that makes it a lot easier. And we only have three of us, so we don't have to deal with
a serious lack of drama. Yeah. It's super nice.
Yeah. Where were you I guess I'm thinking musically, but I suppose it could be emotionally. Where were you when you first came together? Chris, something you said that I read before the band, you were just floating.
Mm.
I mean, where were you guys? Looking for a band? Yeah. Were you in looking for something like this?
I didn't know what I was looking for. I currently work two jobs, and I'm just busy all the time. And this quickly became my favorite thing to do, was hang out with these two and write some music. And, yeah, floating. I felt like I was just kind of going through the motions. I got my degree, haven't applied it to any jobs. I just, yeah, going through the motions. And then I found these guys, and I feel like I like what I do. Yeah. So it's refreshing.
What about the rest of you? Were you sort of looking for something like this?
I had no idea. I definitely want to make music. I knew that. I had no idea it was going to turn into something so great. Just like Chris was saying, I feel like I was kind of floating along as well. But even now that we've been together for about 2.5 years, I feel like I'm still floating in a sense that this isn't pressed. You know, everything is just coming out of us naturally. Nothing is, I don't know. It just
it doesn't
works
feel forced.
Well. No, not
yeah.
at all.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what about you?
I had been in a few different bands, just doing random things. Before this, I played in kind of a hardcore band playing bass. And before that, I was in a couple of cover bands, but I was doing a singer-songwriter thing for a while, and it just wasn't quite right. You know, you can't chime off of somebody else when you're just playing by yourself. And so I kind of missed that camaraderie of playing with other musicians. And I had always wanted to be lead vocalist of kind of a more rockin' band instead of the folky kind of singer-songwriter style. And it just worked out. So this is the first band that I've actually done lead vocals in with other musicians. And it's just been so awesome. It feels right. It's kind of the band I've been waiting for, I guess. Yeah.
Well, I want to have you play. This is a song called So Far Away. Because I want to give people a sense of the album. What do you want to say about it? I really like the hook on this
song
in particular. It's the thing that sort of drew me in. What do you want to say about it? Where did this come from in the process, this song?
I think lyrically it's just kind of a song of longing, you know, wanting to be near somebody, but it's not happening. And yeah, it's just kind of a love song, I guess, but in a more, I don't know, longing way, I guess, yeah.
Stumbling through the dark to find you.
Yeah, a confusing love, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, good. All right, well, let's hear it. This is Big Wild Wings from their debut album, Speaking in Cursive. It's a song called So Far Away.
I can't see you there.
Big Wild Wings. That's the song So Far Away. It's from their debut album, Speaking in Cursive. So one thing I was noticing is that the lyrics in your songs, I guess this is true with a lot of people, but a lot of bands, but they seem more like poems than prose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
They're not like story songs. It seems like they're built around kind of a central theme or maybe an idea, maybe a glimpse of something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's accurate.
A glimpse of a story, actually.
Yeah,
it's telling
a
story, but
because there's
of
a story
course,
there,
not in
clearly.
Natural sense, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe that's what all songs are, but I mean, this is in particular, you get a sense that there is a theme or something that got you started.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Right, yeah. It's not necessarily like specific to a certain moment per se. It's just, like you said, an idea or a theme, and then we build on that, especially for me when I write the lyrics. We all do sometimes, but I think I do write more poems. I focus more on the way words play together, and if a word sounds like it fits right, even if it doesn't pertain necessarily to the story,
you're going to go for
it. I'm going to go for it, yeah.
Do you figure your songs are reflections of, bigger themes, bigger things that are going on in your life, big philosophical questions?
Absolutely, yeah.
Really? Or is that just overthinking it sometimes?
No,
not at all. If I were to listen to this album, would I get a sense of who you were?
I think so. I think we all do that in our mutually contributed lyrics. A good example is Tyler's Cardboard Mountains.
Yeah.
He wrote that when he came back to Salt Lake after more than a decade, and everything gets – it's like a facade. When you're a kid, it's so real, and when you come back, it's just part of the landscape. It's not going to change. It'll be there before you, after you.
I still love that song. We're going to end with that, by the way. It was my favorite idea. And I want to talk actually a little bit more about that, but – how do you describe the writing process then if you're all kind of contributing and in these early days you were like, oh, we've written two songs. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it somebody throws out an idea? Do you start with a riff? I mean, how does it work?
I feel like when we started, we did it a little bit more as a team. We would actually get together and sit down, without even playing music and try to figure out an idea that we were thinking of, such as the song The Disappearance. We were talking about accidental meditation as a kid.
Yeah.
And trying to imagine if there was never anything, as the lyrics go, no planets, no atmosphere, and how I couldn't really comprehend that as a kid. And my mind would completely go blank for a minute. And I almost thought it was scary, everything went quiet in my whole head. And now, years later, I realize I was accidentally meditating. But I can only do it for a split second. I can't do that now, though.
Yeah.
I can't do that now.
But this was something from your childhood?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm looking at the lyrics here. Can you play The Disappearance right now? It's sort of out of order, but since you mentioned it, would that screw you guys up?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, so let's do that. So I'm trying to disappear. No planets or atmosphere. Do you see me? So who wrote that?
Lindsay and I teamed up and did that one.
Yeah, I was kind of talking to him about how sometimes in life things are so overwhelming that you just feel like you wish you could disappear for a minute.
Yeah.
Just escape it, but it won't stop type thing. And he was telling me what he just said about being a kid and trying to pretend that there were no planets or atmosphere.
Actually being able to disappear for a
second. Yeah, actually being able to disappear.
Like, I'm not here.
Yeah. And that totally inspired us to write that song together. But yeah, I was kind of inspired by just wishing you could turn everything off for a while and
I was really drawn to this line. I just get so tied down here. So let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Tied down to what? Just life? Or was it about this place? Or what was it?
I think it pertains to both. But at that time specifically, I think it was to this place. I was kind of entertaining the idea of maybe moving or something.
Yeah.
And
always seeing happiness in the future and somewhere else.
Right. It's greener on the other side, obviously, but it's something I was entertaining at the time. And so I think that line particularly is – but also mentally, I get tied down by myself and socially by other people. It's applies to
just got to get away from your own head sometimes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, here it is, The Disappearance from Big Wild Wings.
You guys set?
band. Cool.
All right.
Big Wild Wings, Lindsay Austin on vocals, bass, and cigar box guitar, Tyler Hummels on keyboard, Chris Soper is on drums. In November, they released their debut album. It's called Speaking in Cursive. On Friday, they're going to be playing at the Urban Lounge in Salt Lake City. The show is part of the Slug Localized series. The doors open at 9 o'clock. You can get all the details on our website, radiowest.kuer.org. We need to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're getting back on track with our series on local music. The band Big Wild Wings is with us here in the studio to play, to talk about their music. They're a trio, and they're getting a lot of attention lately, so they're joining us here in the studio. They're going to be playing along with others at the Urban Lounge on Friday. It's part of the Slug Localized series. Doors open at 9. We'll give you the details of it, though, a little bit later as we go. Lindsay Austin is on vocals and bass and cigar box guitar, and Tyler Hummels is on keyboard, and Chris Soper is on drums. So, Lindsay, you came from a family of 10.
Yes.
Grew up part of your life in Salmon, Idaho.
Yeah.
Ended up back in – well, not back. You ended up here in Utah around 13 or so. So
yep.
Good part of your life was that formative part was in Idaho, I suppose, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I still consider that home in a small way.
I wondered about that. Do you go back?
I do. I mean, I was telling Benjamin I don't think I would ever live there again. But, you know, it's hard because – I guess I'm a city girl now.
Yeah.
There aren't many opportunities there. In the summer, you know, the river is awesome and people are rafting and just having a great time. But I remember that as my childhood. But going back now would probably be a different story.
Family of 10. And you've described your family as a really big influence.
Absolutely,
On your music, too?
Yeah, definitely. As these guys and most people know, my mom comes to all of our shows. Every show.
Every one.
Even if she works
But she
next
drives
morning.
Down? Or no, she's here, right?
She lives in Cottonwood Heights, yeah.
Okay.
But she...
Still.
Yeah, absolutely. And then my siblings that do live here...
It's awesome.
...come out and support me. Like, even the ones that live out of town, they've each been able to see me by flying in, coming to a show or whatever. But even aside from that, just in my life, it's been really awesome to have them where you're just like... Friends, you know, when you grow up with that many siblings, they're friends.
But they're supportive. Yeah. I get that. But how are they? Did they influence your music? I mean, is your music a response to growing up in this big family? I'm guessing like a sort of conservative.
We grew up Mormon a little bit, and so each of us have broken out in our own way. So yeah, I think that reflects in our music, kind of finding your way on your own after you decide that you're not going to be part of something that you've been told your whole life is kind of the way to go.
Yeah.
But also, I specifically with this album was influenced with my oldest brother passed away a couple of years ago, and this was kind of my personal way of coping with it. And I think, I don't know, I always turn to music for solace and things like that when I'm having problems, but this was definitely something that helped me get through that.
I want to have you play "Someday Dreams," which, as I gather, this was a song that I guess we can sense that sense of loss in here.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of this song lyrically, it's interesting. I get a kind of vision about it. I imagine a sort of lucid dream where I'm just standing in a crowd of people and everyone's kind of zooming by doing
their... And you're just frozen there.
And I'm just kind of frozen, observing everything and trying to take in, like, my loss, but also what's it all about type thing. And it's very, I don't know. I guess it's called "Someday Dreams" because it's kind of ethereal. And
yeah. Well, you get that. I mean, here's something in the lyric. Don't mind me. I'm just trying to get by. I'm just passing by. So that makes sense in your image that you mentioned.
Yeah.
But I liked this part too. You say, here we lay under the stars. The universe is ours. So it is ethereal, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think by the end of the song, I kind of get the feeling that I've learned to cope in a way that is far bigger than I am, realizing that, you know, this is a gigantic universe, and I'm sure that there's stuff going on out there that I don't know about, but I kind of get the sense that my personal loved one is out there somewhere, and it's experiencing this expansive, wonderful universe. And
you say, day by day, I try to understand, waiting for our hearts to mend. Mend is interesting. Play the song, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
"Someday Dreams." This is Big Wild Wings. Thank you. Big Wild Wings. It's from their debut album, Speaking in Cursive. Chris Soper, where did you grow up?
Salt Lake, my whole life.
I want to talk to you about the grand narrative, because you're the one that got this song started. Is that right?
Yeah.
How did it begin? Like, we were talking earlier about the fact that there is a – I think this is true for a lot of songwriters. There's this idea, or like Lindsay was mentioning, this image that she had. And that was sort of the starting point or a part – the grand narrative. What was the thing that got you started with that?
It was kind of a low point in my life. I wasn't very happy with a lot of stuff. Had a few deaths in the family. Lindsay's was preceded mine a little bit, and was just having a hard time with work and school and everything. I don't know. Just got me down in the dumps and, and started writing and. Like,
so the grand narrative—that's life, right? That this—it's the big story, right?
Yeah, roughly. For me, the grand narrative is that life is beyond the individual. Before you were what you were food, and then after that, you know, you're something else's food, and then you're dirt, and then you're life for a tree, and then going to. I mean, it's just the overarching narrative of.
Right.
Day to day.
Well, what you say is the grand narrative will take us all. Mm-hmm. She'll enjoy the trip before the fall. I like that. But I have to ask. There's this female figure in this song.
Hmm.
A woman, I guess, or maybe I'm misreading it. But I have to ask. Like, who is she? Where did she come from?
For lack of a better word, we can call her. Gaia. It's not really any religious placement, but more this personification of the greater flow of life, of chaos, of Earth, just the way everything goes. She, I guess, would be just the cycle of Earth. Dirt in her smile made me think.
Yeah, I like that line.
Mother Earth. And,
yeah. Lindsay, you say this has become one of your favorites.
Yeah, absolutely. We considered not putting it on the album, actually, because, you know, sometimes you just grow to hate your songs and then you learn to love them again. But we ended up having a good friend play cello on our album, and that kind of just changed the song for me. And it's not a bad song. I really love it, but that kind of gave me a new perspective on it. And I think the lyrics are so deep. I guess the reason I had a hard time with it for a while is because when we play it live at bars, it's kind of hard because people are like getting rowdy and drinking, and we're like singing this song about Mother Earth and how you're going to die.
Everyone,
you know,
get introspective over here. Yeah.
Right,
finish your shots and take a look at yourself. Okay.
Yeah, so I would just kind of look out in the crowd and see people like kind of. I couldn't tell if they were into it or if they were just
bored or thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I promise you, they weren't bored.
Okay, good.
Play the grand narrative.
Okay.
This is Big Wild Wings.
Side.
Big Wild Wings with The Grand Narrative. All right, so let's shift gears. Hot Air Balloons. What did you say? This is like your head bobbing song? Is that what you said?
Definitely the head bobbing, getting people clapping at shows.
Great. Well, as we head into a break, why don't you play this one? It's a bit of a departure, obviously. It's lighter, upbeat. Where did it come from, this song?
It was actually pretty recently after I had got this cigar box guitar, which someone had made for me, and I was just playing around on it, and the nature of that guitar is just very, like, fun and lighthearted. And I just kind of imagined myself being a hot air balloon that was just floating, but being propelled by heat that somebody else was providing, kind of like in a romantic sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like it. Great.
Yeah.
Here it is, Hot Air Balloons, Big Wild Wings. Big Wild Wings, Lindsay Austin on vocals, bass, and cigar box guitar, Tyler Hummels on keyboard, Chris Soper is on drums. It's from their album Speaking in Cursive, their debut album, which they released in November. On Friday night, they're playing at the Urban Lounge in Salt Lake City. It's a show that's part of the Slug Localized series. You can find details about it on our website, radiowest.kuer.org. We'll take another break. Back in a moment, you're listening to Radio West on KUER. This is Radio West. I'm Doug Fabrizio. Today in the program, we're continuing our local music series with Big Wild Wings, which is Lindsay Austin and Tyler Hummels and Chris Soper. They just released an released it in November, their debut album called Speaking in Cursive. Joining us here to talk about their music, play some of it. So, Tyler Hummels, you lived here and you went away. You went into the Bible Belt? You went into the South?
I did go to the Bible Belt, yeah. My dad was, I don't know, he wanted change. He's always been somebody who, I don't know, he looks for adventure and happiness somewhere else. We were always switching houses as a kid, you know. And then we made our way to Georgia, Augusta, Georgia from here, which was a totally different scene. So, you know, if he was trying to escape the church here, he sure wasn't in the right place in Augusta, Georgia.
Went from Utah to the Bible Belt.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then we kind of discovered they're still fighting the Civil War down there a little bit, and we wanted to make our way north just a tad bit. And they're in Charlotte, North Carolina right now. Yeah,
but you came back.
I did come back. There just really wasn't anything going on for me there. I was in a band, but I didn't really have any creative outlet. I came into it with all these songs already written, and I was to do rhythm guitar, and it just wasn't really tickling my fancy. And I hit up my friends, Chris. I've actually known Chris since I was, just like seven, eight years old, and told him I'm moving back in 3 days. He hadn't heard from me in maybe 6 months, and wow, we picked up from where we left off.
Well, I want to talk about Cardboard Mountains because I want you to play this song finally. So I guess it's like – it's and don't say too much about it because I want you to play it. I want to make sure we get to it. It's about losing your innocence when you're young and you have this idealized version of the world, and then – and things are magical. And then life happens and you kind of lose that sense of wonder. Is that kind of it?
They are. I feel like when I first moved out of my parents' house, I was looking for that spark in life and that wonder. And coming back here was just so absolutely great. You know, out east, it's as flat as a pancake. And coming to these mountains, I actually brought a friend with me who had never been here. He grew up in North Carolina, but we both moved out here together. And, I mean, he was in tears when we pulled into the valley. Wow. He had no idea there were even mountains like this in the U.S., you know. And they sure are gorgeous for a while, you know. And I was thinking, life is fixed, you know. Any problem that I might have had in the Southeast is gone now. And then everything just starts to blend together again. Life starts to get dull. So I don't know, this band was something that really helped me pull out of that, you know. The mountains are not becoming so cardboard anymore. Yeah, the mountains, they are gorgeous right now, but they definitely blend into the background, and it's almost like you could just push it over at a certain point. Unless you get up in the mountains, then it's a whole different story.
Well, play the song. This is Cardboard Mountains from Big Wild Wings.
Childish land.
Well, now you know where they get the name for the band. Big Wild Wings, Lindsay Austin, Tyler Hummels, Chris Soper. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having
being
us.
With us. It's from their album, Speaking in Cursive. You can hear them on Friday night. They're playing at the Urban Lounge. You can get all the details on our website, radiowest.kuer.org. Good luck, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Radio West is a production of KUER News. The show today was engineered by Lewis Downey. Michael Havey mixed the program. Radio West was produced by Benjamin Bombard and Elaine Clark. And I'm Doug Fabrizio.